everybody. Welcome to episode 19 of the Solitary Healing Witch podcast. Today's episode doesn't have one particular topic. I'm just going to be sharing with you guys some things that I have been experiencing since I am sharing my journey with you all. So, as I shared with you guys in previous episodes, the end of last year, we kind of did have a big change. We end up moving from the home that we lived in for a very long time and condensing into a smaller apartment. So I was very upset that, you know, I no longer have a yard. I can't do my greenhouse this year. And that was something I was really getting into that helped me feel more connected with nature and the gods. And this year, and if you've seen some of my posts, I shared with you guys that I'm doing an indoor herb garden. I bought this herb garden light from Amazon, and it wasn't too expensive, and then I just got some pots to fit underneath that. And I'm starting to get a little bit into herbalism and natural healing, and I decided to do my research, and I am going to share those books with you guys later on that I have been reading, to find out which herbs that I can grow in my home and harvest them and use them in many ways for medicinal purposes. So just started doing that, and if you guys have seen recent posts, they are starting to sprout, which is exciting. I know I'm kind of weird, but I get excited when you can see the new growth from your plants, especially in this beginning stage, because in the morning there'll be nothing, and then I'll come home from work later in the afternoon and there will be a couple sprouts, and then like later that night before bed they've grown even more. So each day you can watch their growth, and it's pretty fun. I think I have about 6 plants right now that I'm starting from seed, and then I just got a new aloe vera plant. So I will be keeping you guys updated on how that is going. I also went through many other changes at the end of the year besides the move. As I shared with you guys, I had hip surgery, and I'm almost at my 6-month recovery point. I'm not 100% healed yet, but I am getting there. And it's exciting to finally be able to go outside and play with my kids. Definitely planning a lot of hiking trips this summer. Want to get out of the house and do something. Since the last couple years, it's been really hard for me to do anything because of the hip problem I had. Now, I do have a lot of nerve damage still in my thigh, and that is so annoying. If you don't know what it feels like, it's like, you know, if you have an ice, say, for example, you have like an ice cube on your skin for a while, it's not cold, but you get that numb feeling. So my thigh feels numb, but then I randomly feel like I get poked with a needle or a thorn randomly out of nowhere in my thigh all the time. It happens a couple times throughout the day, and it's pretty frustrating. But I'm told this is a good sign that it's the nerves growing back, but it can take, you know, up to a year or even longer before everything is back to normal. So overall, I feel like mentally, my mental health hasn't been as good as it used to be, but I am trying to do a lot of different things. Look at the bright side of a lot of things and trying to find ways to, I don't know exactly how to put it in words, but to take the situation that I am given and make the most out of it. I've tried doing a lot of different forms of meditation, but as I've shared with you guys before as well, I have 2 young children, so they make it very hard for me to have a quiet environment to where I can focus. I've been trying to get them to do the meditations with me, but sometimes they do get a little antsy, or they all have questions, like random things that pop up in their little brains that they need to ask mommy right in the middle of us meditating. So I do try to give them all of my attention, answer their questions, and I'm looking more into, because I seen on Spotify they did have like guided meditations for kids. So I want to try to do those, make a little bit more fun for them and for them to get into it, but then also for me to have a little bit of quiet time. And one thing I never really got into throughout my spiritual journey is the chakras. And that's something that I've kind of been just wanting to look into more. I want to experience trying to balance them, see if that helps me. I'm honestly open to trying any form to help my mental health without going to get medication. I've done therapy and it just, I don't know what it is. So I want to try to find something where at home, like if I'm feeling anxious, anxiety, stressed, or something that I can just do on my own and learn how to clear my mind and actually focus on a topic because my mind always feels like it's going 1,000 miles an hour. So I was starting to look into the chakras, reading about them, trying to learn how to align them and everything. And we have a place in town that's a psychic institute, and they posted that they do free spiritual healings on Tuesdays. So the day they posted it happened to be on Tuesday, and I thought, why not? Let me go check this out, see how it is, see if it helps me, if I feel any different. I'm choosing to leave the name of this place out. I just want to share my experience with you guys. But I definitely can see why it was free. So how they had it was a walk-in clinic between 5 to 7 p.m. and they were going to align your chakras and cleanse your aura. And I was a little iffy on it, but I, was like, why not? Let's try this out. It wouldn't hurt. And you went into a room and there was chairs lined along the walls and everyone went and sat down, and then there's three chairs in the middle because there were three healers and I believe they were students. And it was just pretty noisy. They had like the door cracked so you can hear people yelling outside in the neighborhood that was nearby, and people were talking, people were walking in and out of the area because it was just a walk-in basis. So it was really hard to like concentrate, and it wasn't very quiet. The space wasn't very big. And I decided to let a couple people go before me because I wanted to see how this worked. And it was awkward. I'm just going to be completely honest, it was pretty awkward because nobody seemed really like focused, and I was expecting, like a more quiet, maybe some meditation music, like a one-on-one type of thing, and this was not it. You could just feel everybody's energy. And I don't know how the healers were able to focus on anything. I could see them getting distracted. So I was just like, okay, I'm already here. Might as well just do it. It's free, by the way. Anyways, so it was my turn, and I was clearly uncomfortable. And then the person who was doing my healing stopped in the middle to ask somebody to put their cell phone away, so it was interrupted. And then I felt like when they were trying to align my chakras, like I could visualize each chakra, and like I felt warmth in that, the area that they were trying to clear out. But I don't know if that was just like mentally because, your eyes are open and you see what's going on. And then afterwards, I left. I didn't feel any different. I didn't feel like it helped me, but it definitely felt like something that I wanted to look in to do on my own at home. to try to see if that made me feel better, because I just, it wasn't what was going on. I just felt like it was the environment in which this was being done. So I definitely want to look into it more. But if any of you guys have more information, because I'm by no means any sort of professional with this, send me, good resources, good meditation music or guided meditations or something. Feel free to message me and send that to me, because I am open to learning and, I'm willing to try it out. I want to see how this helps. And then this way, I feel like I could focus better, during circle. If I decide to cast a circle and I want to work on a spell or connecting with the gods or something, I want to learn more of these tools in order to stay focused, because I have the hardest time staying focused with some things. Mentally, I get distracted by random stuff a lot. And, anything that helps, I'm open to learning. So, since that experience didn't help as much as I was hoping for, I resorted back to the one thing I always go back to, and that is like cleansing with the bowl of water. I believe I've briefly mentioned it before, and one day I gotta find where it's written down where I can share it with you guys, but I kind of just do it off the top of my head now. But I get set up, I cast a circle, and you have the bowl of water, and you ask your ancestors for help to release your negative energy, and you put your fingertips in the bowl of water and close your eyes and just picture all the negativity, all the anger you're feeling goes from your body through your fingertips into the bowl of water. And then you imagine yourself filling up with a white healing light. And at the end of this, you think your ancestors or the gods or whoever you spoke out to during this time. And then you dispose of the water, not by any plants or trees, because you don't want to give them this negative water, but you just pour it down the drain. And this is something I've always gone to. I did it with my kids. I've done it, with me and my mom have done it. Even my husband, he's very open-minded to this type of stuff. And it's helped all of us. We've all experienced feeling lighter at the end of this. So I did that, but it's not like a permanent solution. It's not something I can do all the time. I do want to add more tools, under my belt for things that I can do if I am feeling anxious in the moment. And then to, I think today's the new moon. So I definitely want to try to do something today. And we will see how that goes. I always say I want to do something, and then I get home at the end of the workday and I'm just drained. And then you gotta do all your mom duties. So I have hopes for trying to sit down and do something, but we'll see how that goes. But back to that psychic institute, they are having a psychic fair coming up. It's in a city nearby. It's driving distance, about 30 minutes away. So I'm gonna try to drag my mom to that. And I will share with you guys if I do end up going and how that goes. But definitely something I want to get into. We also have like Earth Day activity, festival things coming up. Since I'm able to walk around now, I'm so excited. I want to get out and try to experience these things more, because I am what I call an antisocial butterfly. I'm very much an introvert and I don't get out much. So I want to try to get out of my comfort zone a little and go experience these things that I always wish I went and did and I never did. So this summer, I definitely want to get out more and go do things. And I will definitely keep you guys updated on any stuff that I do go do, and because it is part of the journey, and share if I learn anything new or any cool stories that happen, to be created during these times. Also, at the end of April, we also have Beltane coming up, And I did an episode on that a while back. It was just a really short Sabbath episode. I think it was episode 8. So if you guys want to learn more about that, definitely go check out that episode. Sorry, I can't talk. And let me know what you guys think. Sorry, I keep getting distracted. I'm at work, of all things, recording this like on my lunch break, and I keep hearing loud noises. So it is a distraction. But yeah, check that out. If you guys do any celebrations, feel free to tag me so I can see and share how you guys celebrate. Because I definitely think it's important for all of us to connect and learn from each other's experiences and different things that we do as tradition. And as the weather is starting to warm up a little bit, depending on which part of the world you live in, I am on the west coast of the United States, so our weather fluctuates a lot. We'll have a really nice day, and the next day will be cold and rainy, and we've had snow in the beginning of summertime before. So right now it's pretty nice outside. I'm gonna try my best to get outside a little bit, go for a walk, get some sunshine. But I hope you guys are able to get outdoors and enjoy nature. And don't forget to take care of it because, this is our home. So we have to take care of our planet, also known as Midgard. Yeah, here I go getting distracted. Like I tell you guys, my brain, I don't understand it. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I will keep you posted on some other things. Regarding the herbalism, I am taking resources from multiple books, and I am going to start doing my own journal of the different herbs I am working with and the things that you can do with them. And I plan on sharing that with you guys sometime. And then I'll also let you know, because I don't have the books on me right now, on which books I am reading to get that information. I have about 3 or 4 of them at home right now that I'm using as resources. And then I will also be working on other god and goddess episodes. Most of the time, they are going to be on the Norse gods. But I will be sharing a couple others because I know not everybody listening might, like, all you guys might not follow the Norse pantheon. And I know there are a lot of other ones that are very interesting. They have interesting stories, the different gods and goddesses. So I think that's really fun to hear about and to learn about. All right, so that wraps it up for this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And stay tuned for more to come. Okay, so if you guys stayed after the ad, I just wanted to give you a quick couple updates. Facebook, I'm not too active on yet. That one, there's not a lot on there, but I am most active on Instagram, and you can find me at Solitary Heathen Witch, all one word. And that's where I will be posting if there's new episodes or be posting if there's questionnaires that I like to post to get your guys' responses if I'm working on a new episode. And also, I'm still trying to work on creating the Etsy page for the podcast. It's going to be a lot of stuff that I already have been doing, but more towards, the witchiness of everything. I really don't know how to explain it, but I will keep you guys updated and definitely be posting. It just takes me a little bit longer to create the items because I am working full time and everything else. So I'm doing a little bit here and there, and I want to make sure that I have a good amount of stuff created before opening it. So I will keep you guys all updated on that. And I haven't really been doing the small business shout outs recently. I haven't been getting as much suggestions as I have in the past, but you can still feel free to send me a message or tag me, and I will definitely shout out your business. And again, you guys have any questions or anything, you can find me on Instagram. Again, Solitary Heathen Witch, all one word. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your day.